day.
Come together. Come what you know. I ain't a great rapper, but I like to tell you about the truth.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave. You're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
It is Friday, the 11th of December, 2015, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the palatial student nest on the Musqueam territory of Ooksin, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, one of the biggest and best events of the season, Blues for Christmas, is celebrating its 30th annual concert next week at the Commodore. We'll preview it with local blues legend, Delana Gale Bowen. And we'll have a preview of Shindig, Week 9, this coming Tuesday, CITR's annual showcase of new local bands, plus our usual rundown of what to do and see this weekend. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial.
We'll be right back.
weakness there too. Now no matter what I do, I ain't coming back to you. I don't worry about nothing. Thank God for something. My blues, Lord, keep ringing.
That is local blues hero Jim Burns, who is going to be performing along with a whole bunch of other great musicians at the 30th annual Blues for Christmas concert that's happening at the Commodore next weekend, Sunday, December 20th. And right now it is my privilege and my honor to speak on the phone to the great Delana Gale Bowen, who is also a big part of Blues for Christmas. Hi, Delana.
Hi, Dave. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderfully, thanks. How's yourself?
Good. Well, I'm doing wonderfully. We're busy in the throes of production, but things are going wonderfully, and we're just very excited. You know, this is really something for us to come to this point in this event, right?
Oh, I know. I mean, the fact that it has gone on this long, and you've got such a great lineup of acts performing. A lot of people that have been part of Blues for Christmas almost from the very beginning.
That's true. And Jim is an example of that.
Yeah.
Jim has been with us right from the beginning. And you know, the truth is that if we didn't have the musicians, well, there wouldn't be a show, right?
Yeah.
Like Bill Henderson says. So we always give the people who have performed in the past first opportunity. And this year, I was very fortunate because I went back to the very beginning, mm-hmm. and looked at the people that had played. And so they got first dibs this year to play.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, and it is unfortunate, but we only have one night and we only have so much time. There are so many musicians that wanted to play this show, but we just couldn't accommodate them.
Yeah, it's an embarrassment of riches.
Yes, it is.
And it's been like that in Vancouver for a long time. We've had a really great tradition of great blues musicians that have come from here or have come through here and have decided to stay.
Yes,
and I mean, agree. And Jim is a prime example of that, coming up
yes.
here from St. Louis.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Via Victoria, but yes.
Yeah.
And the other thing I think, Dave, is that you're really on the right track around people's generosity. You know, I was thinking about this the other day, and the fact that we do have a waiting list to be on the show is quite something. And it just speaks to, you know, I know that there is various people who have talked about hardships and that it gives you a more compassionate heart. And, you know, every musician that I know has struggled at some point and either gone to a day job and or, you know, because you can't survive on the music. But the music is always there, right?
But you couldn't survive without the music.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah.
It's in the blood, darling.
That's exactly. So tell us a little bit about who else is going to be in the show.
Okay, well, we're fortunate to have David Gogo this year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, his career is doing so well. And this new CD he's got called Vicksburg Calls, it's a brilliant recording. So we're very happy to have him. We've got Billy Dixon. We've got Johnny Ferreira, who actually, I think it was about the third show that he joined the roster. We have Murray Porter, and he's played a couple of years. But he, you know, my intention was, when I first brought him on the show, is to have some cultural diversity within the show as well. You know, and the more that I celebrate part of my heritage, the more I think it's important to do that if you can,
yeah.
you know. So take the opportunity to bring in a First Nations person is a good thing to do. Steve Kozak, who won the Juno last year,
mm-hmm.
Incognito, who has Robbie Montgomery, who really does a lot for blues music in Vancouver. He really has taken a leadership role, which is great, mm-hmm. right? And then we have the Bobcats. We also have Brainchild, who was formerly Brain Damage, which is an old music family called the Flying Hearts family, who used to pitch circus tents and perform all over the country. And they've been with us since the very beginning.
Yeah.
So it's just a wonderful show. I'm just very excited, as you can tell.
Yeah, and because you've got all these. I mean, everybody that you've mentioned has a great story to tell, and there's so much heritage in there. It's like a family reunion going to Blues for Christmas every
right.
year.
Well, I think lots of people, including the musicians, look at this as their Christmas party.
Yeah.
I know that Randy Backman, that's his phrase that we use in our press release, he says this is the best Christmas party in Vancouver.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the proceeds are going to a good cause.
The proceeds are going to a wonderful cause. When Drew Burns died, who used to run the Commodore, own and run the Commodore for so many years, and gave so many musicians from the Police to, oh gosh, everybody, B.B. King, Tina Turner.
Hey, I've played on the stage of the Commodores. So.
You have?
Yes.
Who did you play there with?
A band called Tartan Haggis.
Oh, for heaven's sake. And when was that year?
This was about 1984.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
that's what's in the prime, for sure.
Yeah, we opened for Katie Lang.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. You can't beat that.
Exactly.
Good for you. Yeah. Do you still play?
Once in a while.
Once in a while.
Now I play records.
Oh, I see, I see. Well, just as long as you keep the connection to the music,
exactly.
You're fine, baby.
Yeah. So what now it's the Drew Burns Commodore Musicians Fund. So what is that in aid of?
That's in aid of, we have a couple of things that we are doing, and it will be launched in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
We provide for youth who maybe, because of financial situations, can't continue music studies.
Right.
We are looking at helping school music programs. And then we also are going to give support for private studies.
Yeah.
It is, you know, because Drew, I mean, musicians were top of the of everything for him, and the way he supported us. And so we thought that a good way to honor him would be to have this fund and further opportunities for youth that want to be musicians. And maybe there'll be the odd situation where there's a musician in need, and we will support that as well.
Mm-hmm.
What we don't want to do is we don't want to be caught in the mire of how things can be challenging is in regards to how funds are distributed.
Yeah.
So we're going to keep it very basic and very simple, and be just a beacon for those people that, or those young people, because we're focusing on young people for this, who want to further their studies and make a commitment to having music in their life.
Mm-hmm. Sounds wonderful.
Thank you.
So it's happening on Sunday, December 20th. Early start, 7 o'clock, because there's so much to cram in there.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And tickets are $25, and how do we get them?
You can get them at Ticketmaster.com.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine there'll be some left at the door, but I wouldn't want to leave it to that. If you're thinking about coming, I would buy them in advance.
Yeah, definitely.
And just know that you have the ticket.
Yeah, because this traditionally sells out.
Yep.
Yeah, it's and like you said, it's the best Christmas party in town.
Yeah.
Who wants to miss that?
And I would like to take the time to invite you to come down if you have Sunday night free.
I think I just might be able to do that.
Okay. Well,
thank
then
you
I'll
very
put
much.
You on the list. Would you send me an email just to confirm that?
Absolutely.
In your full name?
Yeah.
Okay.
That I will
would
do
be
that.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Well, Delana Gale Bowen, this has been an absolute delight talking with you.
Thank you, Megan.
As I mentioned when we were getting in touch, I remember seeing you on stage at Rohan's at 4th and Cypress.
Oh, my God.
I mean, 4th and Stevens.
Yes.
Further along back than both of us want to admit, but. Those were great days.
I came here in 77.
Yeah,
so.
And that was about the time that's when I started going to Rohan's.
Oh, my goodness. Good for you for remembering.
Oh, yeah. How can I forget?
Well, oh, my dear.
Well, thanks again. And we're just going to go out with a couple more songs from the show. We're going to hear from Incognito.
Okay.
And before that, we're going to hear David Gogo right there. Thanks
again. Excellent.
Bye-bye.
Excellent. Okay, thanks, my dear.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If your love's still strong, I said, baby, here I am, signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. In that time, I went and said, I'm not a
So that's Incognito, and they are going to be part of Blues for Christmas on Sunday, the 20th of December. That's next weekend at the Commodore Ballroom. And if you want to know more, I want to get tickets and all that stuff, we'll put a link up on the Dave Radio Facebook page. Okay, stick around. We got more great local music for you, and we'll give you a rundown of what else is going on this weekend on stage and in concerts and all that kind of stuff. And we'll also preview our upcoming Shindig Night, so stick around.
On December 18th, for one night only, come see formerly on hiatus Vancouver band SSRIs reunite live at the Wise Hall. The lineup will feature the membership of the 2010 LP Effeminate Godzilla-sized Wind Chimes. Don't go see Star Wars, come see SSRIs reunion show. Guest bands include TV Ugly, Blessed, and Redrick Sultan. Tickets are $10. Check out the SSRIs on Facebook for more information. This is one night only, so don't miss out.
grad students.
Share your research, find out what's going on in other disciplines, approach your work from a new angle. Check out Fire Talks, the interdisciplinary discussion forum sponsored by the Research Commons at Kerner Library. Visit bit.ly/firetalk for more information.
Having trouble finding affordable fresh baked goods and coffee? Come down to Agora Cafe located in the McMillan Building at UBC.
There's also space available to study.
Okay, Shindig is coming up. It's our annual showcase of local up-and-coming local music. Happens every Tuesday night at Pat's Pub at Hastings and Dunleavy in the beautiful downtown East Side. Last week, a last-minute replacement. The band At Sea was unable to make it, so Red Circle stepped in, and they took the whole thing. So first, we're going to let you hear what Red Circle sounds like, and then we'll give you a preview of what's coming up this coming Tuesday.
What the fuck?
There you go. That is Red Circle, A1 Shindig on Tuesday night. And this coming Tuesday is week 9, which is the last of the preliminary rounds. We'll have our last three of the last of our semifinalists will be announced on Tuesday night, and it'll be one of the following groups. I'll let you know who they are in a sec, but first I'm going to tell you where to go. Pat's Pub and Brew House, 403 East Hastings, which is Hastings and Dunleavy. Show up early, like get there about 7 or 8, and make sure you get a good seat. And don't forget to get your jokes ready for Jokes for Beer between bands, and just have a great time. So the bands coming up this week are all local, new local groups. They are, in reverse order, Making Strangers, Psychic Alliance, and this is Bright Red Kite.
Suppose you could ever change. There's a deficit
inside her eyes. Though you speak freely like an epithet, you'll take him home, take him to bed alone. Zimbabwe, you're mean to me. You're breaking the hearts that I'd like to keep.
So once again, because I was just on the phone with somebody who missed everything I said before I started playing the song, the last three bands you heard are the three last bands to be playing at Shindig this coming Tuesday night at Pat's Pub at Hastings and Dunleavy. Get there early, stay late, have a great time, cheer on your favorite band, and then semifinals start in January. So don't miss it. Okay, we've got about another half an hour worth of programming to jam into the next 18 minutes. So stick around. We'll be right back.
Do you like Friends? Well, we like you. So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gives you all kinds of deals with our friends on Main Street, including 10% off at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Red Cat Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
Alrighty, so we're always getting stuff in the mail and stuff on email and stuff on the phone and all that kind of stuff about stuff that's going on. And one of the things that's happening is next Saturday night, the Sumner Brothers are going to be doing a gig at the Rickshaw. It's their 10th annual Christmas extravaganza. You can get your picture taken with Vancouver's most infamous drunk Santa. Elliot Seaway's famous hot whiskey apple cider, music from your favorite East Van songwriters, and a few very special guests from south of the border. So it's the Sumner Brothers with a whole bunch of great special guests playing this coming, next week, Saturday, December 19th, 8 o'clock at the Rickshaw. And if you don't know who the Sumner Brothers are, well, listen to this. No, that's not the Sumner Brothers. This is the Sumner Brothers.
Ago, I killed my mother at birth, and now my dad hates me. Was born way too big, I grew like a bloody weed till I was 15 feet tall. I was run out of town.
You don't.
that sent me out here to starve was the worst idea from the start, as I began to no longer be a man. I'd wait out in the rain by the road through the weather vanes for the first child to come out this way. I'd grab the kid by his jacket and tear off his arms. You can send all your hounds, but I know these mountains and you don't know what it's like.
Alrighty, that's, as I said, that's the Sumner Brothers. They're playing the Rickshaw next Saturday, which would be the 19th, at the big Christmas party there, so don't miss that. So what's going on this weekend? Holy smokes, we got all kinds of stuff to tell you about. First off, on Granville Island, the Waterfront Theater has got Carousel Theater's production of James and the Giant Peach for the kids, based on the book by Roald Dahl. It's for the kids, but it's got a great cast. And it, like Patty Allen and Andrew Cowden and Deb Williams and Jonathan Winsby and a whole bunch of other great folks. So check that out. It's tomorrow afternoon and evening and Sunday afternoon too at the Waterfront. And just down the street at the Performance Works, the Broadway Chorus is doing a big show, The Empire Strikes Oppose, Drag Queens versus Aliens, tonight and tomorrow night, 8 o'clock at Performance Works. Studio 1398, which is sort of between the Waterfront and the Performance Works. A Very Merry Fringemas, a spectacular evening and spirited brouhaha featuring some of your favorite fringe performers, including TJ Daw, Pippa Mackey, and Mind of a Snail, Jim Sands, Megan Phillips, whole bunch more. 8 o'clock tonight, Studio 1398, Granville Island. At the Roadie House Museum in the West End, this is a really cool show. We talked about this last week. It's Forbidden Vancouver's War for the Holidays. It's your chance to experience a family Christmas party in Vancouver in 1915. Two shows nightly, 6 and 8 p.m. at Roadie House on Barclay Street in the West End in Vancouver. At Pacific Theatre, continuing on with A Christmas Carol on the Air. This is the version of Scrooge as done like a 1940s style a live radio show. It's kind of a play within a play. It's a great show. The really fun part of this show is, I mean, even if you've seen Christmas Carol 1,000 times, like I have, the fun part of the show is watching a live radio show in action. All the sound effects stuff and people walking around making weird noises and things, and it's a great show. It's at Pacific Theatre at 12th and Hemlock, and there's a special event on Sunday night. It's Christmas Presents. Let me just see here, because I got something else here. But Christmas Presents is a... where'd it go? There it is. It's a night of music, stories, and poems and reading. It's sort of an annual event that they do at Pacific Theatre, and that'll be happening on Sunday night. But also, just before the presentation of the other one. Well, okay, now I've lost it. Oh, boy. Okay, I'll come back to it later. There's another special show that's happening in Pacific just before Christmas Carol, so I'll look out for that. Now, let's move on down the list. At the Jericho Arts Center, another Scrooge. It's Ebenezer, a Christmas ghost story, a dark and twisted new version of the Christmas classic. Andrew Wheeler as Ebenezer Scrooge and Simon Webb as Bob Marley. And if you haven't had enough of Scrooge, there's one more. And we talked about Jim Burns. He's going to be playing at the Blues for Christmas next Sunday night. Right now, he's at the SFU Woodward's Theater. He's playing Scrooge in Bah Humbug. This is the East Van Christmas Carol, the downtown east side. Scrooge plays a guy who runs a pawn shop at Hastings in Maine, and all of the characters are people you meet on the street around Hastings Street. So that's Bah Humbug at the SFU Woodward's Theater. So you got your choice of Scrooges this year. In North Vancouver at Presentation House, it's Mrs. Claus's Christmas. This is kind of a holiday musical thing. K-Meek Center West Van has an old-fashioned Christmas. Two things back-to-back, Grandpa and Me, a play by W.A. Troyer, and that's followed by a special Christmas concert with Kayla Brooks, accompanied by Bill Sample on the piano. Then we've got Christmas Truce of 1914. This is presented in Port Moody at the Port Moody Station Museum on Sunday afternoon. The Bernie Legge Theaters has Vagabond Players Inspecting Carol. And this is a play, kind of a comedy, about a man who's asked to audition in a small theater and people mistake him for someone from the National Endowment for the Arts. It's a crazy play. And that's happening at the Bernie Legge in Queen's Park in New Westminster. At the Coast Capital Playhouse in White Rock, the first of a bunch of pantos that are happening around town. The White Rock one is Cinderella. Metro Theater has Sleeping Beauty. The York Theater has the East Van Panto, Hansel and Gretel. So those are all worth checking out. Take a look at their websites to find out more about that stuff. The Metro Theater one, by the way, has got Chris Adams is playing the Dame, and he's worth the price of admission right there. And then at the Cult Historic Theater, the Daisy Theater, this is Ronnie Burkett's amazing puppet work that he comes by every year for that show. You don't want to miss that. There's Creepy Christmas at Lanaloo's on Powell Street. That's tonight at 8 o'clock with Sword Swallowing and Eye Hook Toboggans and Silent Night with Pincushions and Festive Fire Eating and then Twisted Holiday Tales from our old pal Seth Little. That's happening tonight at Lanaloo's Lose at 362 Powell Street. Up on Main and 27th at the Shameful Tiki, the Go-Go Bungalow Cramps Christmas. That's Sunday night. So you can do the Creepy Christmas tonight, and then on Sunday you can go see the Go-Go Bungalow Cramps Christmas with all kinds of go-go girls and surf and rockabilly and fancy cocktails. It's just a ball of fun. And then if you prefer opera, or you want to do opera first and then go to the Go-Go Bungalow after, you can do that, because Opera Pro Cantati at 17th and Main is doing La Traviata at 7 o'clock on Sunday. And then just a quick look at what's happening at the Rio. It's the Nightmare Before Nutcracker. This is a kind of a burlesque look at your favorite Tim Burton films. And that's tonight and tomorrow night at the Rio. And the midnight show at the Rio tonight is Gremlins. Okay, let's take a look at the call board now as we rapidly run out of time. This is a look at auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. And don't forget that everything here is open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds, or at least it's our belief that they should be. So we encourage you to read out for all roles. Opera Pro Cantati, who we just talked about, they're always on the lookout for new singers and others who participate on stage, backstage, or front of house. They're welcome people of all levels and experience and training and don't require formal auditions for beginners who just want to join the chorus. So just contact them at Pro Cantanti, which is procantanti.com. Don't ask me to say it slower. I haven't got any time. North Shore Light Opera Society is auditioning for the Mary Lou Widow, and that's going to be on stage in May. Their auditions are December 16th and January 10th in North Vancouver. Metro Theatre doing an Agatha Christie play. I thought it was Miss Marple, but no, it's a superintendent battle mystery directed by our old pal Paul Klogman. The play is going up in May. The auditions are this weekend, September 13th and 14th at Metro Theatre in Marple. The Progress Lab submissions for self-identified artists of color, that audition is happening on Monday. So you should, I think you're still able to squeak in under the deadline. Send your headshots and resumes to Genevieve@NewWorldTheatre.com. And with an E Productions doing Giggles and Gag Sketch Comedy. They are with Leanne Kuzminski's directing that. And they're looking for one male, 25 to 40, versatile comic actor, able to play a variety of characters. And you can send your headshot and resume to gigglesandgagshow@gmail.com. Dream of Passion Productions and Excavation Theater is doing Ithaca by Andrea Solowitz. And this is the Canadian premiere of this show. It's happening at the Havana in May, and their auditions are in January. Looking for two men and two women for that. Play on Words Productions doing Bonnie and Clyde the Musical. And their production is going to be in April and at the Havana. The auditions are in January, and headshots can go to playonwordspro @gmail.com. Two more. Opera Opulenza is doing Offenbach's Le Comte de Hoffmann in mid to late 2016. And the audition is in January. And finally, Vagabond Players in New Westminster doing Tea and Sympathy in April, and their auditions are also in January. If you want details on these or other audition notices, go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or VancouverPublicLibrary@bpl.ca. And if you have a notice you'd like read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page at or email us at daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. All right, time for one last piece of music. One of the greats of jazz of the 20th century passed away this week at the age of 91. He's probably best known for a tune called Take Five. He's also known for this one. So a little tribute to the great Dave Brubeck. Right, I found what that other thing was at Pacific Theater I wanted to tell you about. It's Hans Christian Andersen's Little Match Girl, and it's happening tonight and next Friday at 7:25. So it's just before the 8 o'clock performance of Christmas Carol on the Air, and this is Port Moody's Rebel Haunt Theater in partnership with Stone's Throw Productions doing a new play based on Hans Christian Andersen's Little Match Girl. It's only about 20 minutes long, so it's worth showing up early to check that out. As you follow six match girls through several scenes taking place outside Pacific Theater's Heritage Building. So you don't have to go inside. Just show up 20 minutes before the show and watch a show as you're waiting to get into the theater and enjoy some hot beverages as well. So check that out. 7:30 tonight at Pacific Theater at 12th and Hemlock. Well, that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Our shout-out this week goes to our own national treasure, Nardwar, the human serviette, who gave us quite a scare last week when he suffered a stroke at the Mint Records Christmas party. He's in hospital right now, still under observation, but I went to see him last night, and he looks pretty good. Hopefully he'll recover and be back on the air and in your hair in no time, and this is for him. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send their details to us at DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com and like us on Facebook. And if you missed any or all of today's show, or you want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archives at CITR.ca. Stick around. Erica and Eleanor are here with Femme Concept. And then don't forget to go see them perform at the Red Gate tonight. And also, someone will be here to fill in for Napkin Boy at 3:30 with Nardwar, the Human Serviette Presents. And Dave Radio, we'll be back next week at this same time. Bye-bye.
she shows. This is what you call your pleasure. Every day just the same.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Taco Cat and Sally Ford are co-headlining on Saturday, December 12th at the Cobalt. Doors open at 7 with the show starting at 8:30. This event is 19+. And you can get your tickets today online at timberconcerts.com or at Red Cat and Zulu Records.
Shindig, CITR's annual band competition, is in its 30th year of promoting new, local bands and providing great prizes. Shindig happens every Tuesday at Pat's Pub and Brewhouse at 403 East Hastings. So come check out the talent while they compete to win studio time, features in Discorder magazine, buttons, merch, and more. Enjoy locally made beer